Welcome back to another episode of The Root of Fascination with Liv
and Sky. Today's episode is called The Root of True Crime.
In this episode, we'll be discovering why people are so fascinated by true crime.
Do you ever see a car crash on the side of the road and want to slow down to look at it?
Or are you ever interested by a movie about serial killers?
In this episode, we are going to find out why.
My name is Levi, and I like true crime.
My name is Cody Miller, and I'm a big fan of true crime.
I'm Carly, and I don't like true crime because it's too scary for my innocent mind.
Hello, my name is Taylor, and true crime, it's pretty nifty.
My name is Mason Lawrence, and I love true crime.
Hi, my name is Sydney, and I think that true crime is interesting.
My name is Nathan Johnson. I think it's cool to find out why murderers do what they do.
I personally love true crime, and I think that's just because it's really interesting to understand why people are doing these things and what drove them to do these things. What awful thing happened in their past, or what awful disorder do they suffer from that caused them to do such awful things?
I mean, true crime is one of my favorite things. You could say I'm obsessed with it. I love to study like the psychology behind it, or how the mind works, or even just know about it, because then you have ideas of what's actually going on in the world instead of what's just going on in my hometown.
We interviewed a lot of people and asked them if they liked true crime, and more often than not, people said they did.
And for the people who said they didn't, it was because people were dying or it was too scary for them.
Which is completely understandable.
I mean, I don't blame them. Like, you have to think somebody's losing, like, their lives sometimes, or somebody's getting incredibly hurt, which means, like, people could be losing their mom, their dad, some other family member, their best friend.
To anybody that's ever lost someone, true crime can be very personal.
And a lot of people, like, it's kind of weird because a lot of people are gaining interest with this. It's becoming one of the most popular topics, especially in podcasts and TV shows.
On Netflix, with all the new serial killer movies, it's going crazy. People are in love with them.
And it's like, before the movies, they say that it's based on a true story, and you have to just sit and think, all of those things really happened, but you're still interested in them.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
So while we were interviewing all these people, we decided to ask them another question. What do you think makes true crime so interesting?
The purpose of this podcast is to answer that question.
Make a guess as to why you think people are so interested by true crime.
Because it's interesting and they like to hear about things they don't know about.
That interview was with Levi Orcus, a student at East Troy High School. What she said was pretty intriguing to us, because she's right. Most people don't experience true crime firsthand. Most people don't really know what happens in true crime and what the effects are.
I mean, the only people that do know are the people who work with it, as that's why this is popular with a lot of teenagers, because we don't have that type of, like, we don't have a job like that, and we don't get to experience it firsthand.
So Nathan, why do you think people find true crime so interesting?
Because, you know, you hear about these murderers and you hear what they do, but you never know why they do it, and you'd like to know what happened in their past or why they may have done the things they have.
That interview was done with Nathan Johnson, another student at East Troy High School. I found what he said pretty intriguing because, well, that's exactly what I think. I think it's really cool to find out what happens in a serial killer's past, or a bank robber's past, or whatever it may be, that caused them to do what they did.
I mean, yeah, learning about the different mental disorders, or what effects as like they have on children, what happened to them, how it affects them long term and in the rest of their life.
Why do you think people find true crime so fascinating?
I think true crime is a way to kind of experience that kind of stuff in a way that's safe, or at least safe for you and the people around you, considering you're not part of the story.
That interview was done with Taylor Aldred, also a student at East Troy High School. I think what Taylor said was really interesting because it's true. The more I thought about what she said, the more I realized how true it is. Every time I'm listening to a true crime podcast, reading a book, watching a movie, one of the most common thoughts that's going through my head is, wow, I am so glad I'm not in that situation right now because I have no idea what I'd do. And so I realized that that's me being safe. That's me experiencing all these awful things in a completely safe way without having to deal with the after effects that so many people in our society, unfortunately, do have to deal with. I can experience true crime in a safe way that's not physically hurting me. And so what Taylor said is really genuinely believable as an answer, that true crime movies, books, podcasts, anything, really, is just a safe way for us to experience these awful things that have never happened to us before and hopefully never will happen to us.
Why do you think people are fascinated with true crime?
Because it's actually realistic. It's not made up by some people who are writing scripts.
That interview was done with Cody Miller, another student at East Troy High School. I think what Cody said was pretty cool because I didn't really think about it as just another nonfiction genre that people find interesting because it's something real. It's not something made up by someone who's just looking to make a book.
Yeah, because like a lot of horror movies you see, a good amount of them are based on a true story, but a lot of them are just made up. And now the scariest ones are the ones based on a true story, and you have to think, once again, this actually happened.
It messes with your mind a little bit, and I think some people are excited by that. So after all of these interviews, I think we should discover more on the psychology behind why people are so fascinated by true crime. I want to know more about how our brain works and why our brains love true crime so much.
We are going to go interview Mr. Estrada, who is one of our school's psychology teachers.
We're here with Mr. Estrada, one of the AP psychology teachers here at East Troy High School, to ask him more about why people are so fascinated with the topic of true crime. So first of all, do you personally like true crime?
I do. I'm a big fan of like Criminal Minds and Dexter, about the serial killer.
Do you think it's good for us to be so interested with true crime, or do you think it has a bad effect on people?
I think the fascination is okay as long as the ideation of these people who commit crimes does not go beyond the fascination of what goes on in these scenes, as long as the person isn't becoming connected to them and think about them, how could they do this outside of their own lives, I guess.
Yeah, that would seem about right, because if they did it in their own lives, that would be very bad.
Yes, very much so.
Okay, do you know what part of the brain makes us interested in this, or like?
So the pleasure center would probably be the biggest thing. Like, we are fascinated by these characters, these people who represent people that we are not. And I think this fascination, like, these people commit things that we can't fathom doing. And it's almost, like the pleasure center, like, of almost seeing someone else do it. Like, people unfortunately feel gratification in seeing other people commit crimes that they can't do themselves, and it gives an enjoyment to it. But at the same time, we also know that it is wrong. So like your frontal lobe tells you, the emotions that go behind it tells you that it's not okay, but you still like, there's a enjoyment behind it, just the fascination of how can someone commit something like this.
And then why do you think other people are, like, just, like, for, other than, like, thinking of the brain and, like, psychology, why do you think other people are interested in true crime?
Why are they interested in true crime?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, I don't know. I haven't thought about it outside of psychology. I mean, I guess the fascination, like, if you take sociology and how people interact with each other, but that's still an aspect of psychology. Maybe the law behind it, how does the law work with people like this and the time that they spend in jail and the effects that it has on them. That's pretty much what I could think of outside of psychology. So.
That interview with Mr. Estrada really opened up our eyes. He's a psychology teacher, so he obviously knows how the brain works and what's okay for us to be fascinated with and what's not. And he thinks it's totally okay for people to be interested by true crime, as long as it doesn't turn into a crazy obsession where we imitate these serial killers or mass murderers or bank robbers or whatever it may be.
Mr. Estrada told us about how in our brain we are obsessed with this because of a pleasure center, and we got to learn more about like how the brain works with it, which was really cool not only for me, but now I know more, Olivia knows more, and now all of you know more about why we are so interested in true crime. Overall, we learned that we are fascinated with true crime because of the pleasure center inside of our brain, which makes us more interested in it. And we learned that is it okay to be interested in it? I mean, like a lot of people are, and as long as we are not involved, then it is okay.
And as you heard from all the people we interviewed, lots of people are totally interested in true crime, and it's completely okay. It hasn't really affected their lives in a negative way. This episode, The Root of True Crime, has been a little bit more serious than we usually are here. So in order to counteract that, next week's episode will be called The Root of Chicken Nuggets, where we find out why people are so interested by chicken nuggets. That episode will be sponsored by Tyson.
Thank you for tuning in to The Root of Fascination with Liv and Sky. Please tune in next week.